Welcome to your postcard from Paris. This postcard is dedicated to my Danish grandma. She's always in our minds, but especially this time of the year. This is a time to bake Danish cookies with the family recipe in the way that my grandma did each year. I've always relied on the rest of the family to keep this tradition going. Because we were usually all together in Christmas, I've been holding on to the idea that I didn't need to learn. Until this year, of course. 2020 has been an intense year. As the holidays were approaching, I was feeling more and more contracted inside. Until I realized that this had to be the year that I do things differently. There was no choice. Finally, this week, I had my first attempt to bake the cookies, taking full responsibility on how important this feels to me right now. Under my mom's guidance, there we were. Our family virtually connected, baking cookies together. All was going really well, except that the first part of the process took longer than expected. I was rushing to bake cookies while getting ready for a conference call. That didn't go so well. When I looked at our first batch of cookies, I was disappointed. They were overcooked and I had put too much cinnamon. I realized no multitasking is possible in this process. By the third batch, however, I was fully present again. This time I got the cookies out of the oven just on time, when they were crispy, golden brown, and the almost matching color with the cinnamon in the right balance. The next morning, while tasting the cookies, we all agreed that they tasted just right, exactly like they did in my childhood. In that moment, I thought, my grandma would be so proud. Not only I overcame years of resistance to bake our family recipe, but we were able to connect across countries and chat and learn together. Have you thought about a family tradition that you want to hold on to this year?